Welcome to the Eric in the Morning Podcast on 101.9 The Mix Chicago. All right, take it away, Eric.
So, hey, I was wondering time. We use your hey, I was wondering question. You email it to us. You put it in our DMs. You text it to us at 60123. We don't care. Just get it to us. We use it. You get one of those Eric in the Morning travel mugs.
Yeah.
They're kind of like a Yeti, aren't they?
Yeah, totally. They keep everything hot. Right now is obviously important.
Hot, hot, and cool, cool.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
This comes to us from Katie. Hey, Eric, they built new pickleball courts near our house.
Oh.
There are always people playing. Some mornings the courts are packed with people waiting to play.
Wow.
Has pickleball always been a popular sport, or is it more popular due to COVID? Thank you for making our mornings better during our painful remote teaching.
Aww.
Best, Katie.
Okay.
Pickleball. Pickleball, which I believe is another term for it is, I think it's basically the same thing as paddle tennis, basically.
Okay. Like, is that table tennis?
No. Table tennis is inside in your basement on a small. These are outside on courts, but they're generally raised courts that are heated in a cage.
Uh-huh.
And it's like really mini tennis, but you play it off the cage.
Oh.
Like, the ball hits the cage, you can play it off
like
that.
Like racquetball?
Like racquetball, sort of, but if tennis and racquetball got together and, like, did it in the backseat of a Chevy, pickleball would be the result.
Okay.
It's, I think.
Okay.
Because I've heard pickleball before, and I looked it up, and it looks the exact same as paddle tennis, because I know guys that play paddle tennis all winter long. It's
all
generally a winter sport.
Right.
Right, because they heat the courts up.
Yeah.
You work up a good sweat playing it.
Okay.
Unless you know you're not moving that much.
Yeah. I was going to say, so it's just in a... You just don't have to move as much in that area.
Right. It's in a confined
like a tennis,
area.
Tennis, you know, you're all over the place.
You ever played it, Melissa?
No. I put the little tennis court outside near my house, so I've gone there. But I've never... I played like a rack.
A little tennis court?
Well, it's not little. But I'm saying I played on that, but I've played racquetball inside a health club before.
Yeah, that's inside.
That's tough.
Yeah. That's violent.
Yeah. Whip, you ever played pickleball / paddle?
No, but you're bringing up a lot of memories for me. I used to play racquetball on a pretty regular basis there, but again, no pickleball.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Keep going back to both of you with the racquetball.
I know. Well, it's the
only... This is like the moderator going, all right, I'm going to need you to comment on tax reform. And both of you are... there goes Melissa with the...
I know.
Round and round and round and round and round.
I wanted to be able to talk properly.
Yeah, with her...
Chapstick.
Chapstick is so freaking distracting.
Answer on the racquetball, on the pickleball is no, sir.
Violetta, you ever play pickleball?
No, I haven't.
Back to her original question, has it always been this popular, or is she just noticing it more and it's become more popular due to COVID?
Hmm.
Any thoughts on that? 312-233-1019. I think it's always been popular, but maybe she's just noticing it because they just built the courts next door.
I'm sure.
Right.
That's part.
I mean, that's obviously kind of
the bit. Right. It'd be like if they just built the Jewel next to me.
Yeah.
I could go, I've just noticed people are going to the grocery store more.
Right.
It might be because there's a new Jewel next to me
that
I'm noticing this guy.
Isn't that funny? Like, I sold a car once and then I saw that car everywhere. Like, some reason, I always thought of that car.
Right.
And I'd see it on the street. I'm like, I never saw this many Acuras.
Probably your car.
No.
You know, the thing about the paddleball, too, I've had buddies try to talk me into joining a league.
Yeah, you should.
No.
Okay, that answers that.
I would like an activity, but here's the problem with it. And can anybody verify this? The place where these guys play, every single year, someone either blows out an Achilles tendon.
Oh, boy.
Blows out an ACL or dies of a heart attack. Every single year, there is a major incident that takes place. A major injury or a death while it's going on.
That's crazy.
I could see why you wouldn't want to do it.
And I'm like, I really don't want to blow out my Achilles heel or die of a heart attack while doing this.
Well, what are the chances it's going to be you?
Well, that's what those guys said, that now have Achilles heel problems or are dead.
Yeah.
The exact same thing. For whatever reason... Being out in the cold, getting strenuous, working up on a gritty court where you can't start and stop real easily.
Yeah.
Disaster seems to happen at some point.
Mm. You know, I can see those conditions contributing to like problems like that. So
right.
I could see why you would be hesitant.
Right.
In
I try to
that.
Avoid it for those reasons.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Good idea. Yeah, don't join.
Kind of drink you ordering. Girls, it says here the top 10 girl drinks on the dance floor. Vodka Cran. Something good. I don't know. What do you like? Vodka sour. And can I have a water for my friend?
Yeah.
You're heading over to the bar. It's quite the order, Bill. You're ordering up what? Hi, Bill. Bill just dropped on the dance floor.
Yeah, right.
Got too much to drink.
Okay, nice try, Bill. You're having a what, Mary?
I'm having a whiskey sour.
I can tell. You sound like it. Oh. Do you have your first one yet?
No, I'm mopping the floor and talking to you at the same time.
Get yourself a nice whiskey sour.
You
there,
deserve
Mary.
That.
I like that.
You do it.
Yeah, that's great.
Hello, John.
There she is. Hi, Maggie.
Hello, good morning.
Hi, what are you having?
I like a Midori Long Island.
A Midori Long Island.
Oh, I never had that. Yeah. That sounds good.
I have about three of those, and they just squeegee you right out the door.
Mary's going to be pushing her out.
That's great. In at number three, don't deny Anne her what on the dance floor?
Vodka gimlet.
A vodka gimlet.
Wow.
Lost art form.
Wrong. At number two, Jessica, you'd like what?
A shot of Patron.
A shot of Patron.
Nice and simple.
Bop, bop, bop,
quick
bop,
and
bop,
easy.
Bop. You know what? Jessica and Ashley both win, Swanee, because they're both very similar. Ashley, you have chosen what is your drink of choice?
A margarita.
There it is.
Yay.
Right there. I screw everything up by giving away two prizes there.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. Yeah,
yeah, that's
you
okay.
Are. Yeah, that's all right.
Do you put a salt or sugar rim?
Definitely sugar. I'm a baby about that.
Yeah, there you go. Hold on a second. Hold on. Hey, Jessica, how many shots of Patron you throwing in that margarita?
At least three.
Wow.
There you go.
You're not messing around.
We gotta take you somewhere. 312-233-1019. I once told my students to put their heads down and I'd count votes for either Extra Recess or a Bill Nye episode. Well, nobody voted for the video, but it was winter at the time and I didn't want to go outside, so I told them, hey, Bill Nye wins.
Hey, look what we're doing.
And a slight win. Bill Nye pulled that off, so let's roll that video. And I'm going to sit at my desk and check Instagram. 312-233-1019. Teachers, what have you lied about? Hi, Jen.
Hi.
You're a teacher?
Yes, I am.
This story I just told, does that hit close to home at all?
Oh, definitely.
Okay.
Oh, no.
And what have you told your students?
So I would do a lottery for parents' names for field trips. That way it would be fair to all the students.
Right.
So if I picked a name of a parent that was not a nice parent, I would lie and say of the name of a parent that I would pick.
So you're really hand-picking your parents, but pretending there's a democratic process working.
Right, and because they were kindergarten, they couldn't read. So
that's the best.
Yeah, they don't know.
You'll never get caught.
Right.
Yeah. Never.
And then after every field trip, it's like, why is Joey's mom going on all of this?
She always gets picked.
Yeah, it's the most incredible luck. Really should buy a lottery ticket. How do you lie to your kids, Katie?
Yeah, so I had my kids write a paper for me, and through life getting busy, I lost them. And so I told my kids that I was just really busy, and I was struggling getting them graded. So after a month, I finally found them, graded them, and handed them back.
All right.
You bought yourself some time.
I thought you were going to have them rewrite them.
Right.
Let's do it again.
Right.
I wasn't real pleased with the way those first ones worked out. Let's.
I'll give you another chance.
Yeah. Exactly. Hi, D.
Hi. How are you?
Great. How do you deceive your students?
Every year in our school, we have elections for student council representatives in our classroom. And we had a really nice kid and a real jerk that were running against each other.
No way.
And the jerk won the popular vote, but I told him that he lost, and so the nice kid won.
No, that's just awful.
You really worked the system.
You know what? That really, truly is Russian interference right there. There it was. I believe D is Russian.
Could be.
Nah. I think she might be Russian.
Yeah.
That's just awful.
That's a lot.
Hi there, Sarah.
Hi.
Hi. How do you deceive your students?
So every time we get observed, I tell them that they're really here to watch you, so you have to be on your best behavior.
Hey, good angle.
Okay. I like
that's
that.
Smart. Good angle.
It works.
Yeah.
It works.
It does.
That is great. Here's a sign of the times. How do you deceive your students, Kelly?
I teach high school, and when they're taking online tests, we tell them to curb cheating, that we can see what other screens they click on.
But you really have no clue.
Right. Absolutely not.
Right.
That'll stop right. them from doing it, though.
Right. They could be shopping on Amazon for all we know.
I think they actually might know more than you on that.
What is the world talking about? I don't know. I don't really know, but we're about to find out over at the social media desk with Violetta, who is tracking the top three things currently trending on Twitter. Our first check of the morning. Here we go at number three.
Coming in, and I don't know why I paused. I was like, what? Swifties are trolling Jake Gyllenhaal after he posts a throwback picture of him as a kid. He has big-rimmed black glasses, and they're quoting Taylor's song All Too Well, which is suspected to be about him and their 2010 romance. The lyrics include, photo album on the counter, your cheeks were turning red. You used to be a little kid with big glasses in a twin size bed.
Sure sounds like him.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Sure does. So everybody's kind of trolling him after he posted that. It's cute. Finally! Bless you!
Man, the mold is bad.
Honestly, I've been waiting for you to sneeze that whole time.
It's taken an hour, but I got it. Trending on Twitter number two.
John Cena was Jimmy Fallon's first in-studio guest since the start of COVID, and Cena is trending after gushing over BTS and their fan base, who he calls BTS Army. They really are dedicated fans, and I guess John Cena is one of them.
Was he wearing a mask? Did they do masks or did they do social distancing? Was there an audience? I don't know anything about it.
From the clip I saw, they were not wearing masks. They were socially distanced, and I don't believe that there was an audience.
No audience for the Tonight Show? All right. And trending on Twitter, number one.
Well, a lot of people are talking about the first presidential debate last night.
And that happened last night?
Yeah.
I have not heard anything about
it. It is clearly trending.
Did it go smoothly?
Exactly. Not exactly. But that is trending around the world. It was filled with interruptions, arguments, heated moments from both sides. Locally, though, as Whip already mentioned, Mayor Lightfoot also set off a bunch of fiery tweets. The one that's getting viral right now is definitely at Real Donald Trump. Keep Chicago out of your lying mouth.
Oh boy.
Them fighting words, and Twitter is running with it.
A survey shows 64% of adults are scared of bugs. All right. 64%, pretty big number.
Yeah.
But interestingly, men were more likely than women to be very scared of bugs. Not just scared, the next category up, they checked the box under very scared.
Very scared, yeah.
Anybody listening who? Michael is one of those. Hi, Michael.
Hi.
Very scared?
Oh, yeah. Terrified of spiders and centipedes specifically.
Centipedes are the worst.
Anything with legs. Basement anything with lungs. A lot of legs freaks you out,
they
huh?
They move so fast.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. To what degree, if there's a spider in your house, how is it handled?
Well, very cautiously, but I still have to be the one to get it. But I just, you know, like if I see it in a room, I have to leave the room after I kill it.
Right, right. Pull yourself together. Try to stop sobbing.
You ever try vacuuming one off the ceiling?
That's no fun.
Yeah.
Andrea?
Yes. My boyfriend is the biggest baby when it comes to bees specifically. We had a garage sale 2 weeks ago, and anytime one came close to him, he ran and ran inside his house.
Screamed,
his mom
squealed.
And I just cracked up.
Yeah. Oh, bees are very scary.
Oh, my gosh.
Very scary things. Yeah. Also, bugs in general. Not a big fan.
Yeah, I have to kill the spiders in the house.
Aww.
Somebody's got to. Bridget.
Yes. My husband is a giant bug baby.
Uh-huh.
He literally woke me up at 3 a.m. because he saw a spider.
Right.
So I could trap it for him. But here's the thing. I don't kill them. So I trap them and, like, let them go.
They're
and
all
he
God's
just, like,
creatures there
out.
With the spiders. I'm certain they appreciate it.
Mm.
I'm a fan because they kill the mosquitoes, and those have been terrible this year, so...
As we learned from Violetta, though, it's really calmed down now that we're almost in October.
It really has.
Spiders got all of them.
Yeah, that's right. They're very full. Vicky.
Hi, good morning. I love your show.
All right, so we've heard boyfriends, we've heard husbands.
Okay.
You have which person that's afraid?
I have a dear 88-year-old father who was a tank commander in the Korean War.
Uh-huh.
He sits in the living room with a can of Raid by his chair there.
That's normal.
In the kitchen, there's a can of Raid. Next to his kitchen table, he's got plugs in every outlet that kill anything that comes near a bug.
Uh-huh.
And my mom has always been the one to kill the bug.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, he's a very brave man, but he's a very afraid
of
bugs.
Right. Everybody's got their point.
Absolutely. Yes.
Everybody's brave to a point, and you're like, all right, time for me to step back and let somebody else handle the heavy lifting on this one. Talking to 10 of you off the air between the ages of 25 and 40. Asking you a question. Hi, Lauren.
Hi.
How old are you, Lauren?
27.
27. Do you have kids?
I do not.
The question to you is, do you want them?
I do.
You do?
Yes.
How many do you want?
I go back and forth between 3 and 4.
Wow.
Oh, okay.
Wow. Whoa. Wow. Do you have friends with kids?
I'm at the age where, yeah, they're starting to pop them out.
Yeah. Yeah. Are they trying to talk you out of it at all?
No, but sometimes they'll be over there and they'll be screaming and they'll be like, just use this as birth control for the time being.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, that's a very popular answer. Thank you, Lauren. Appreciate that. Hi, Nicole.
Hi.
How old are you?
36.
Do you have kids?
No.
Do you want them?
Absolutely not.
No. And what is your reason for that?
I don't know. I just never really wanted kids. I love kids. I'm a full-time nanny. My husband's a teacher, and we just don't want our own.
There you go. Okay. You feel as though you're around enough kids, you don't need to add any more to the mix.
Absolutely.
Yeah. All right. Like, thank you for your honesty, because a new survey just released, they say the pandemic is making millennials even less interested in having children.
Well, look what you could be stuck with them e-learning them all the time and at home.
You could be stuck with.
Yeah.
Like, just a lot of responsibility and
There's a lot more that goes into it than just the e-learning part.
Well, but
Violetta is mostly concerned about the e-learning when it comes to
really rough.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a few other things that that come into play. Violetta, you're how old?
I am 28.
You have any kids?
No, I don't.
Do you want any?
No, I don't.
No, you don't. So you... would agree with this. So we spoke to 10 people off the air between the ages of 25 and 40 and said, hey, none of them have kids.
Right.
Said, do you want them? What do you think the percentage was that said, yes, I do? Based on the survey you just heard, that millennials are even less interested in having children.
You know, I'm going to go right down the middle. I'm going to say...
way to commit.
Well, this is what I think the answer
really
is.
Really commit.
So I'm going to say, yeah, 50%.
All right, Whip.
70%.
Want them. Violetta.
90 don't.
90 don't. So you say only 10% want them. 80% want them.
Oh, my bad.
Oh, man. Okay. See, I was afraid to go higher, but I wish I had.
80% want them. They're not happy. They're going to let you know. They're going to let you hear it. You know, your two-year-old. All he wants to do is climb in the oven with the cornbread.
Yeah.
Seems like a fun place to play. It's warm. There's snacks.
Yeah.
And you won't let him climb in the oven with the cornbread. And he's had enough. And he's given you the business. 312-233-1019. This is why you don't want to have kids. That's why she's selling her two-year-old.
Mm-hmm. Totally get it.
You recall something similar happening, Krista?
Oh, yeah. So 3-year-old had a complete meltdown in the middle of Marshalls because they wouldn't let him pick his nose.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And yeah. He's got some quality boogers in there that need to come out. Then he's going to wipe them on all the Marshall's clothing.
Gross.
Because you won't let him, you're a bad mother. You know, sometimes you really do have to pick your nose up.
I know. I kind of never got that when I got yelled at.
Hi, Kyla.
Hello.
Hi. The tantrum you experienced.
Oh, my 3-year-old threw a fit because he didn't want to use a potty. It was screaming, crying, tears for like 5 minutes straight. And then he went to the bathroom.
What did he want to do? Like, you know, pee on a tree? What was the issue? What was his solution to not using the potty?
Just to sit and cry. He just said, screamed and cried, I don't have to use the potty. And
yeah.
I was like, okay.
That's true. And they make you go to the potty.
Yeah, right.
But if you don't have to.
Right.
Just go. You got no potty. Hi there, Jessica.
My 18-month-old started having a fit because he couldn't swing the 1-month-old as high as he possibly could in the swing.
Seems completely unrealistic you wouldn't let him do that. I mean, we could really crank this thing up.
You're ruining all the fun.
I know. How dare you?
That's crazy.
Terrible mother. Hi, Tricia.
Hi, how are you?
Great, the meltdown.
The meltdown. My daughter was convinced and argued with me for hours that it was Monday, Sunday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
Yeah,
and I was a teacher. I am a teacher as well. We argued for hours.
You're not Violetta's mother, are you? Then did you move into the seasons? Winter, fall, spring, summer?
Sometimes the words are jumbled.
Followed by Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Monday, Thursday.
You can't even mess them up. You don't know how to.
Hi, Kelsey.
Hi. My son's 3, and he was mad because I wouldn't give him a needle to give himself a tattoo like his dad.
And oh, he's 3. Wants some ink.
What's he supposed to think?
Yeah. He wants to get like a really cool Corvette down his arm. All he needs is a needle.
Wants to be like daddy.
Weren't cutting it.
Right. Yep. That's totally understandable. He just wants to be like dad. According to a new study, a woman will spend 12 hours more per week with their blank than they do their partner. Easy one? Let's find out. Tell them, Jill.
Their phone.
That is exactly right.
Okay, there we go.
Women will spend 12 hours more per week with their phone than they will their significant other.
Not surprised.
Their phones more.
Yeah.
It's really what it comes down to, I think. Jill, are you this kind of person?
I hate to admit that I am.
What do you spend most of your time on your phone doing?
I have no Facebook, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Reading.
Yeah, articles and
playing
stuff.
Playing games.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Games, for sure.
Right, doing whatever you can to sink into your own personal world and avoid them.
Anything to ignore my children.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, that's the American way. Melissa, do you spend 12 hours more per week with your phone than Zoom Gym?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Without a doubt.
You like it that way?
No question about it.
50% of people would give up their pet for a month if it meant that they could keep their phone. Would you give up Butch?
No.
Keep your phone?
I love Butch so much.
44% of people would give up their significant other for a month if it meant they could keep their phone. Would you give up Zoom Gym for a month?
1 month? Sure.
There it is. Right there. It kind of goes without saying.
Yeah.
72% of people would rather be separated from alcohol than their cell phone. If you had one or the other, Violetta, you can either have your phone or your booze.
Oh, no. I think I still need the booze.
There you go. Whip, here's one for you. 64% of people would rather give up coffee for a month than their smartphone. You're a coffee addict. Would you rather, you can only have one or the other, your phone or your coffee?
I'd give up the phone.
There it is. There it is right there.
Some things are just too important.
Yeah, I can't start the day without the coffee. That's the thing.
Me too, without the alcohol. Yeah.
60, exactly.
There you go.
Violetta's on her third drink. 60% of men would rather be separated from their smartphone for a month than give up lovemaking.
Wait, what was that?
Love making.
I hate those words.
60%. That's why I said it.
What are you?
Oh, my God! 60% of men would rather be separated from their smartphone for a month than give up love making. I have to ask Zoom Jim about that one.
Love making.
You know what they say? This is kind of an interesting thing I saw posted on Instagram, and it's probably true.
Yeah.
Don't trust someone who takes hours to text you back, but when you're with them, they always have their phone in their hand.
I don't get that.
That is absolutely true.
Mm-hmm.
You know that person?
Yeah, I know that person.
I think we all do, right?
Yep. It's like you're talking to them at dinner. They're on their phone.
I know.
And then when you text them in there at dinner,
I'm busy. Days.
I'm
your
out.
Crickets.
Yeah,
where
weeks.
Are you?
Yeah. Okay. They're like, geez, I didn't get your text. Yeah, you did. Yeah, you did. Do you think you might have a problem? More on that coming up in a second. I saw this, too, also on Instagram. It's a picture of Kim Kardashian on her smartphone, on her iPhone, whatever it is. Mm-hmm. And it says, me waiting for my phone to stop ringing so I can text them back and ask them what they wanted.
Right.
No one wants to talk on the phone anymore.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Have you ever had somebody do that? You call them. Yeah. It goes to their voicemail. Like 30 seconds later, you get a text. They're like, what's up?
Yeah.
Absolutely. Even I've done it.
I don't answer.
Why? Why do you do that?
Because
why?
I don't want to talk. It's because then you're locked in for a longer period of time.
Or you don't know if they like want to ask you something. You want time to think about it.
Both probably true.
Hmm. You know?
But both statements about how you feel about the other person. So if the other person is listening, they should know. Melissa has just made the announcement she didn't want to talk to you.
Right.
Well, it's just like I don't want to talk. It's not to anybody in particular. It's just like I don't want to talk. I hate talking on the phone. Just text me.
And Violetta has made it clear, not only does she not want to talk to you, she wants to know what you want to talk about so she can determine whether or not she ever wants to get back to you.
Exactly.
Yeah, what should you be doing? Jennifer Aniston even said, you know what, I consider quitting acting and going into interior design until I realized I would have to compete with Melissa and I'd have no chance. So I'm going to just take this job on this thing called The Morning Show and hope for the best. You know what you really should be doing? Hi, Miranda.
Hi.
You look at yourself in the mirror every morning and say you should be doing what?
I really feel like I should be doing one of those circus aerialists with the ribbons that fall from the ceiling.
Yeah.
Spin around and be twisting and
oh my god.
Now do you
in the air.
Have you done anything like this just casually and now you want to do it professionally, or do you just see it on TV and go, that's me?
I just see it on TV, and I just feel like that is what I'm supposed to be doing.
That is what God put me on this earth to do.
That is pretty cool
exactly.
job.
Be in the circus, an aerialist with a bunch of ribbons. What do you do for a living now?
I work full-time as a scheduler for a construction company.
Yeah, you should scrap that and head for the circus.
Quite the opposite job.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it
Barnum
is.
And Bailey, here you come. All right. Good for you. Katie?
Hey.
What should you be doing?
I should have been in the United States Army.
Oh,
and
wow.
followed by that, I was going to be a CPD officer.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
Yeah. And instead,
but
what are you doing?
I am a hairdresser at Sport Clips.
Okay.
Wow.
What a transition.
You're multifaceted, though.
Wow. You ever thought about putting down your clippers and heading for the Army?
You know what? I was actually already halfway enlisted, and then I met my husband. He said, give me 6 months. If we don't work out, you know, go. And it's 13 years later.
Oh,
and now you're stuck.
Look at that.
Yep.
That's what stopped Melissa from going into interior design.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nicole, you look in the mirror every morning and say to yourself, what am I doing? I should be a blank.
A real estate agent.
A real estate agent. Why do you feel that?
I came back from vacation, and I'm a nurse, and my 12-hour days or my long 10-hour 4 days are just too much.
Yeah, but those real estate hours, those are unpredictable, and you got to work weekends, and you're showing strange people weird houses.
On call all the time, wasting a lot of time.
Yeah.
It's a lot of work.
Follow your dream.
You sure?
Yeah, I think I want to look into it.
Well, let me read you this. Glad you said that. The timing is perfect here, Nicole. It was just revealed the number one job with no respect is real estate agent.
Oh,
wow.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Maybe it's better that you're not, or maybe you could bring more respect to the profession, I guess.
You command respect.
That could be. According to a Harris poll that measured Americans' perceptions of the most and least prestigious professions, I thought for sure we would finish on the top on the least prestigious on this. I don't know how it's not possible. I would vote for us to be on the top. Real estate agent finished at the top of the least prestigious.
Wow. Really?
Followed by accountant and stockbroker.
I think it's because nobody really knows what they do.
I know what they do.
It's pretty clear.
Real estate agent? Like day in, day out. You know,
they sell homes.
Give tours.
The greatest prestige is held for scientists, doctors, and firefighters.
Okay.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
This is the big three for the greatest prestige. Let's start out with Violetta. She likes the booze.
I do. Yeah.
Loves the booze.
I do. Yeah.
Can't get enough of the booze. Starts her day with booze.
Hey.
Costco is cracking out the boozy eggnog early.
Oh.
I love eggnog.
I do. Throw a little
booze in there. Oh, my gosh.
Makes me so
I've
happy.
Never had eggnog.
This is the year for you.
Oh, my God.
I think you'd like it.
Costco sells massive pre-bottled eggnog with booze already included. Get the 1.75 liter bottle for only $9.99 and have at it.
Woo-hoo. Beautiful.
Close to 1 billion calories in there.
Who cares?
Coca-Cola is launching its first alcoholic beverage next year.
They are?
Okay.
What?
Yep. The alcoholic version of its Topo Chico sparkling water, along with beer giant Molson Coors beverage in the U.S., combining to put out a new drink. Be on the lookout for that. You know, seltzers are hot now.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah, but that Topo water, everybody is obsessed with it. My friends are like, you're not drinking the Topo? I'm not drinking. I'm like, I don't know what that is.
It's a thing, I guess.
Drink Perrier. Or LaCroix. LaCroix is really good. LaCroix has a lot of flavors.
Super extra fancy you are. A French teacher, speaking of fancy, loses his job after tattooing his eyeballs black. Did you see this guy yesterday?
Oh, God.
Oh, man.
It looks awful.
Looks
like he'd be at a carnival.
Yeah.
The teacher, Sylvain Helene, still teaches children from the age of 6 up and said that after the initial shock when they see him for the first time, they see past his pupils to the person that he is. No, they don't.
No, his eyes are black.
No, they don't. You're scary.
So scary.
You're a scary, scary person.
Yeah.
Romanian villagers re-elect mayor despite his death.
Oh, they really loved him that much?
They loved him that much in Bucharest, Romania. Wonder if he's available to be president.
Oh, we should try.
Yeah.
Maybe we could elect him.
Maybe.
After handing Ion Aleman victory in the election for their local mayor, residents of the small village in southern Romania went to his grave to light candles for him. They elected him and then went to light candles for him. They loved him so much.
Okay. Wow. Very sweet.
Here you go. Melissa loves space stuff.
I do. I love science.
NASA's $23 million toilet is headed to space. You probably saw this, right?
I saw the headline, but I didn't read it yet.
Yep. They've launched the toilet along with nearly 8,000 pounds of supplies yesterday. The cargo will include the toilet from Universal Waste Management System. The toilet is about 28 inches tall, will be 65% smaller and 40% lighter than the current John on the space station. It'll also have the capability to support larger crews, bigger asses.
Ah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so they got like
handle more weight.
Well, they got, you know, like a chubbier astronaut.
Bigger circle.
They got
right.
it all covered now.
Sure, okay.
Yeah, they're all set to go.
Oh, my God. They need it.
$23 million to get a toilet in space.
Pretty crazy, isn't it?
Well, you know,
think about it.
The whole... You know, zero gravity, and you take care of something, you know.
You don't want that floating
right,
up.
Right, yeah, it's got to. There has to be a suction system.
It needs to go in a certain
The
place.
Moon is younger than we thought.
Really?
According to researchers.
Well, that's good news.
Is it good news or bad news or no news, really? I don't know. Does it matter?
Well,
a couple of million years this way or that.
It's got an expiration date or something. Maybe it's good news.
It is cheese.
In the new model laid out in Science Advances, it pegs the moon's creation at 4.425 billion years ago instead of the 4.51 billion years we thought. This would make the moon 85 million years younger.
Mm. Wow.
That's a lot of years.
A lot of years.
It is.
In space talk, though, it's like, you know, a blink of an eye.
Yeah. Light years away.
This one is for Whip. A couple of them, actually.
Oh, thank you.
Okay. Hey, Whip, Schitt's Creek.
Ah.
Look at he's already uncomfortable.
All right.
Just hearing
this
you say
shocked
it.
Shocked me every time.
What's the name of that show?
Schitt's Creek, Eric.
Yeah, the motel will soon be for sale. Oh. It has an unusual history beyond the show. Once a functioning motel in Orangeville, Ontario, the property has recently gained fame as the rundown motel in the fictional town of...
Schitt's Creek.
Yeah, it's not for sale. You can get it for yourself.
Oh, cool.
Speaking of that, a potty mouth parrot has been kicked out of a zoo for cursing at visitors.
I saw that.
In Lincolnshire, UK, they had five actually newly acquired parrots who kept swearing at people as they came by.
Oh, and it's like British swearing, so
that's right.
Extra funny.
It sounds very proper, though.
That's true.
Where'd they learn it? The zookeepers?
I don't know. Whoever gave them the parrots to the zoo.
Yeah.
Five new parrots were presented to the zoo, and then people were walking by, and they were like, hey, F you. They were, wait a minute, these parrots aren't right. There's an airline, Melissa, that's offering free flights to Orlando.
Oh, cool.
But you must be named Orlando.
Oh.
In order to win the flight.
Man.
So, lucky Orlando Bloom.
Yeah.
Frontier Airlines announced and it partnered with Visit Orlando, and it'll give free flights to Orlando to anybody named Orlando. Cool. Singapore Airlines is rethinking its flights to nowhere idea, will instead turn its Airbus into a pop-up restaurant. This is how desperate the airlines are getting now.
Okay.
They got to do something.
Was it Qantas that down in Australia was doing the flight to nowhere because they can't really leave?
What is it?
Australia.
You just fly around and end up in the same spot?
Yeah, they take off from the airport, fly around for 7 hours, land at the same airport.
I mean, the experience is kind of cool.
Yeah.
It is?
Yeah.
I thought you want as short a flight as possible when you actually end up somewhere else.
Well, but also the pop-up restaurant, I love airplane food, so that sounds like amazing.
Well, you might have a chance, but you're going to have to go to Singapore to get it.
Okay.
Yeah, which is fine. British man bites off part of friend's ear in drunken flight on a plane.
Ew.
No.
Yeah. That's not good.
No.
But here is good news, Melissa. Baby born on international flight gets free air travel for life.
Oh, that's really sweet. I love those stories, too.
Makes you wish you were
lucky.
Born, right?
Yeah.
While traveling from London to Cairo last week, a woman gave birth on the airplane. The ordeal really delivered. It landed her the gift of motherhood and her baby the gift of free travel forever.
Wow.
That's one lucky baby.
Yes,
people
it is.
Always ask me if I was born in the United States, like my friends when I was younger.
Uh-huh.
And I would tell them I was born on an airplane and I have an international passport because I thought that's how it works. Like, if you're not born on land, like, you just belong everywhere.
Do you belong everywhere?
I don't know.
Is there something weird about your airspace, whatever you're over? I don't think it's probably just that you're a citizen of everything, but I think there is something about it.
Whip. Just let her be a citizen of everything.
Okay.
Well, if you're in the Pacific, where do you belong?
Because you know what'll happen here?
What?
This will take me 9 minutes to sort out.
To unpack it all.
Just look at her and go, cool, citizen of everywhere. Cool for it. Good for you. And finally, on Tidbit Wednesday. Brothers finally win the lotto after 40 years.
Oh, my God.
Three Australian brothers recently won a $400,000 lottery jackpot after playing the same set of numbers for 40 years.
40 years when it finally
happened. The numbers came in.
They probably just got their money back.
One brother released a statement saying, "We play every week. We've been playing these same numbers for 40 years. I don't remember why we chose them. All I know was 40 years ago, we each wrote down numbers and selected a ticket to play, and it's finally come in."
Wow.
Yeah. Can't win if you don't play. But first, we have to do this, and we have to do it now because Violetta's got to get out of here. She's got an appointment to get a tattoo.
No, I don't. What? I do an appointment not to get a tattoo.
Yeah. Yes, you do.
Oh.
That's what you told me.
Okay, yeah. It's going to be sick.
She's getting a tattoo. Oh, and the only time that they could do it was like 9:35.
Oh, wow. Okay.
She's like, "I got to get out early. This guy's really good. It's hard to get an appointment with him." So.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Do you guys think I should put it on my face?
Yes.
Okay. Right by your eye.
Mm-hmm. Top three things trending on Twitter. Here we go. In at number three.
It is International Podcast Day.
Oh, good.
I know. What an exciting day.
Whoa. That would explain why Captain Hollywood's in such a good mood. He wishes he was in the podcast business more than anything.
I know.
He really does.
Well, he's working it. He's trying.
Yeah, you know, it's just not easy to do them. Anybody. Anyway, you were saying?
Yeah, top mentions, ultimately, because these are the top podcasts in the U.S., is This American Life, Call Her Daddy, and The Joe Rogan Experience.
Yeah, Joe Rogan's hot.
Yeah, he is. And maybe, you know, maybe soon we'll be on that list.
Trending on Twitter number two.
Earlier this morning, the debate was trending in general, just overall shock of what happened on both sides last night. And, of course, now both hashtag Trump won and hashtag Biden won are trending with more than 200,000 tweets on both sides. So, of course, you know, both sides saying
and
that they won.
To that, I have to say, did any of us really win last night?
Exactly.
There are no winners.
Exactly.
I don't know that
losers.
Any of us really won anything last night. Mm-mm. And trending on Twitter, number one.
Normally, I don't think that this would be trending at number one, but maybe with people feeling stressed out after last night, foods that decrease risk of heart attacks trending this morning.
What's on that list?
A couple of them, garlic, watermelon, fatty fish, and avocados.
Oh, wow, that sounds like what Melissa's cooking tonight.
Right. Yes,
stay tuned for more of that.
Is.
Thank you, Violetta.
Right. You're welcome.
Dancing with the stars. Carol Baskin won't go very far. Whip reviews, when will she lose? I'm dancing with the stars.
30-second review and go!
It's Disney night. Tyra Banks dresses like Minnie Mouse. Carol Baskin dances to the Lion King theme, Circle of Life. She and her partner dressed up like lions. They look like they found some Halloween costumes from Wizard of Oz at the party store. Bruno criticizes their attempts to dance the samba by saying he's seen more bounce from the Brooklyn Bridge. Right. Carrie Ann says she could tell they danced with a lot of love, but they still sucked. Ben. Derek Huff pretty much said the same thing. They got a 12 out of 30. They were in a match with Anne H. at the end.
Four.
Carol and Pasha got knocked off.
Oh, there they're gone.
Dancing with the stars.
Thank God this is over.
Carol Baskin won't go very
just
far.
Like we drew it up.
Whip reviews, when will she lose? I'm dancing with the stars.
Now we get to move on with our life. It's The Mix.
Thanks for listening to the Eric in the Morning podcast. Remember to rate, review, and subscribe so you don't miss a moment of Eric in the Morning on 101.9 The Mix Chicago.